Let's continue to explore the idea of initiating an intention. Where we begin, from which end. So please lie on your back. Again, take a fresh look at how you contact the ground. Begin to think of yourself more like a stick figure existing of five lines. There's the line of the right leg, and it may not be straight like a stick, but you'll listen to the line of it from the foot to where the leg meets the torso. And listen to the line of the left leg. Maybe it's different. And bring your attention to the line of the left arm. Feel what that's like. And listen to the line of the right arm. And then bring your attention to the line of your spine. You can include the head and the pelvis. Listen, does it curve to one side or the other? What you feel, not what you know about your spine. And would you please place yourself in the position of an X? For those of you yesterday had difficulty with your arms, bring them more out to the side, not overhead. It's essential we work within a range that's comfortable. So the legs are comfortably spread and the arms are comfortably spread overhead. Let the elbows be resting on the ground. Don't be so exact about the letter. And in this position, slowly start pressing your right heel into the floor and releasing it. Just a gentle movement. Notice as you press the right heel, does something lift? Does another part of you lift when you press that heel? Pause and press the calf of the right leg into the floor. Gently. Press and release. And as you do that, can you observe, does something else lift in response? Move up to the back of the knee, gently bringing it towards the floor and releasing it. And the back of the thigh, pressing and releasing. And the right hip, the right side of your pelvis. Press into the floor and release. And again, feel, does something lift when you press this side into the floor? Does it change the movement when you think of the part that lifts? Can you lift that part to press the right side of your pelvis into the floor? Pause. And go back down to the right heel. And what you'll do, press the right heel and release. Press the right calf and release. Press the right knee and release. The right thigh and release. The right pelvis and release. Right thigh and release. The right knee and release. The right calf and release. The right heel and release. And you'll move up and down the leg, pressing and releasing, gently. Notice if you press one part more than another, with more effort than another, is it necessary? Maybe yes. Pause, bring your arms alongside yourself, and rest for a moment. And see, has pressing and lifting this right leg changed how you lie on the floor? Bring yourself back to the position of an X, the one that's comfortable for you. And would you please begin pressing the nails of your left hand into the floor and release. And then the knuckles of the left hand and release. And then the wrist of the left hand and release. The forearm of the left hand and release. The elbow of the left hand and release. The upper arm and release. And the shoulder and release. And go back down towards the fingertips, starting with the upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, the wrist, the knuckles to the fingertips, and then work your way back up again. And you're in a position, a comfortable position of an X. That's it. And you're moving this pressure up and down the arm, softly. How much pressure do you need to know that you're making pressure? And maybe in some of the movements, when you press, maybe you feel something else lifting. And the next time you come to pressing the shoulder, wait there. Not to keep pressing, but just to stay there and I'll wait for you. And press the left shoulder into the floor and release it. And then press the right hip into the floor and release it. And then see, can you color in the pieces in between? Maybe have 3, 4, 5 stops between the shoulder and the pelvis. So you start to connect these parts and develop a sense of diagonal through yourself. And the next time you get down to your pelvis, continue pressing and releasing all the parts down through your right leg. And then work your way upward, through the pelvis to the opposite, the left shoulder, all the way through to the left fingertips, and then back down through to the right foot again. As if you were simply trying to illuminate these places for yourself, like the stars in a constellation. Pause, bring your arms alongside yourself, and rest for a moment. Can you still sense in the resting this diagonal line through you? Is this the right leg down through to the left arm? Is it more awake? And come back to a position of the X. Legs comfortably wide, arms extended overhead as far as comfortable for you. And I'll give you a few minutes on your own to explore the diagonal line of the left heel up through the left leg, up through the right shoulder, down to the up to the right fingertips. And marking, pressing and lifting all the places in between. Go slowly, Find out what it's like on this diagonal. How lightly can you press? Can you observe that something else may lift when you press a particular part? Notice when the diagonal crosses your back, does it cross your spine in a different place than the other diagonal? Pause, bring your arms alongside yourself and take a rest again. Again, listening to how has pressing these parts influenced how you sense yourself. Bring yourself back to the position of an X. Legs comfortably wide, arms comfortably overhead. And slowly begin to lengthen your right leg and let it come back again. Think of pushing through the heel as if someone's gently tugging on it. They pull and release. And then leave that. And now gently start to shorten the right leg as if it's being pushed up into yourself. And begin to combine those two movements. So you lengthen the right leg, and then you shorten the right leg. And use as much of yourself as you need to help you. Don't think the leg will lengthen and shorten without connecting to the rest of yourself. I sure hope you can't do that. What else can you sense as this leg shortens and lengthens? Pause for a moment. Just keep your arms overhead. And begin to lengthen your left arm and let it return. So it just gets a little longer in the direction it's pointing and comes back again. And now begin to shorten the left arm, as if it's being pushed into you more, and back to neutral. And begin to combine those two movements. You lengthen the left arm, and then you shorten it. And again, listening as you do that to what happens in the rest of yourself. Pause, keep your arms as they are. Begin to lengthen your right leg as you shorten your left arm. And then lengthen the left arm and shorten the right leg. See if you can find the connection between these lines. As the arm lengthens, the leg shortens. As the leg lengthens, the arm shortens. And you may feel movement in your ribs and your back. Is the arm lengthening because the leg is shortening? Or is the leg shortening because the arm is lengthening? Which starts first? Can you shift which starts first? Pause. Bring your arms down and rest. Need to rest with your feet standing, do so. And bring yourself back to an X position. Arms comfortably overhead. Legs comfortably wide. And begin to explore the opposite diagonal. What happens if you lengthen the right arm and shorten the left leg? And then lengthen the left leg and shorten the right arm? Can you develop a sense of this diagonal? Of either being pushed and pulled or pulled and pushed? Stay in this position and pause for a moment. And now, shorten the left leg and lengthen the left leg. And begin to observe, does anything occur in your right leg? What could you do with the right leg to help the left leg shorten? What would you do with the right leg to help the left leg lengthen? And you feel that if you shorten the left leg, it helps to lengthen the right leg, and vice versa. Maybe you're starting to feel some connection further through to your arms. Leave the legs and do it with your arms. Shorten one arm and lengthen the other. See if this can connect down through to your legs. Slowly and gently. pause, bend your knees, bring your arms down alongside yourself and rest. Once again, come back to an X position and begin lengthening the right leg and shortening the left, at the same time shortening the left arm and lengthening the right, and alternating, exploring each diagonal. Right leg gets long, the left arm gets short. At the same time, the left leg gets short and the right arm gets long. Just find an easy rhythm to do the movement. And without interrupting the movement, see if you can observe something else that's happening. That the right arm and the right leg get long at the same time, while the left arm and left leg get short at the same time. And then as the left arm and left leg get longer, the right arm and right leg get shorter. It's the same movement, exactly what you've been doing. See if you can listen to it differently. Have a different orientation to yourself. If it's challenging, go slower. Go so slow that you can find it. And can you shift your attention back so that you lengthen one leg and shorten the opposite arm? You have a clear sense of the diagonal. And can you shift it back again? You feel one whole side shortening and the other whole side lengthening. Play with that. And then paying attention to it however you want, can you make it lighter and quicker? Pause. Bring your arms down alongside yourself. Legs long, somewhere comfortable. And just observe the five lines of yourself again. What are they like now? Straighter, more curved, longer, shorter, more similar to each other, more different. Bend your knees and stand your feet. And please interlace your hands behind your head. And very gently bring your elbows and your knees towards each other, just feeling a sense of getting longer in your back. You can do both elbows and both knees or diagonals, whatever feels right for you. Leave it. Lengthen everything again. And again, sense how the floor supports you. How these five lines lie on the ground. And slowly roll to your side and come to standing. Maybe get one of them over here so we can show it. And feel in standing, what's your sense of these lines? Begin to walk and sense how these lines carry you through space. Do your arms feel connected to your torso in a different way? Or do your legs feel connected to the torso in a new way? Reach with one arm out to the side and see how does it connect through you. Does the opposite leg shorten in response? Not reaching across yourself, but out to the side. But standing in place, as if reaching off of a shelf. Or pulling your apple off of a tree. And walk again. And bring yourself to the front, and we'll talk just for a few minutes before lunch.